Hello?
Hello, good evening. My name is Robert, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. And this evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get your opinions. Do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work on or volunteer in a political campaign?
No.
Next question. Which political party are you registered on? Republican, Democrat, unaffiliated, independent, or not registered in a party?
Republican.
As you may know, very few people actually vote in primary elections. Thinking ahead in which of the following best describe how you will vote in the primary elections for U.S. Senate, Florida, state legislature, and local offices like school board on Tuesday, August 20th. I am definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote. I am somewhat likely to vote. I am not very likely to vote. I am not at all likely to vote. I am not registered to vote.
Definitely going to vote.
Thank you. What is your main racial background?
Which kind of background?
Racial background, I'm sorry.
White. Caucasian.
And what? Oh, thank you. And what is your age?
73.
Thank you. Generally speaking, would you say things in your community are going the right direction or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
They're on the wrong track.
From the following list, which issue should your local elected official focus on most to help you and your family? Traffic and congestion, overdevelopment, crime and public safety, abortion, inflation and the cost of things like gas and groceries, kindergarten through 12 education, illegal immigration, housing and property insurance costs, or hurricane and flooding preparation?
The inflation.
And you now will be given a list of some public officials in Florida and across the country that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or an unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of the person, you can indicate that as well. Ron DeSantis, are you very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Very favorable.
Donald Trump, are you very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Very favorable.
And Joe Biden, are you very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Thank you. The remainder of this survey is going to focus on the issue of education in your community. From the following list, which issue should your county public board focus on most improve? Kindergarten 12 education, increasing teachers' pay, strengthening school safety and security measures, improving the academic rating of schools, allowing teachers to enforce classroom discipline, ensuring well-qualified teachers are hired and retained, increasing school choice options, or reducing class sizes.
The safety of the children is the most important.
Thank you. You will now be asked about some organizations and groups you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or an unfavorable opinion of each. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each, you can indicate that as well. Traditional public schools, are you very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Somewhat unfavorable.
Your county school board, are you very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Somewhat unfavorable, although there are certain ones that I like and that are good.
Thank you for that opinion. And charter schools, are you very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Somewhat favorable.
And teachers, are you very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Somewhat favorable.
The moms for Libri, are you very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
I'm not familiar with that group.
Thank you. And private schools, are you very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Very favorable.
Teachers unions, are you very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
And your local PTA or PTO, are you very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
I don't have an opinion because of lack of contact with them.
Thank you. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the job that your county school board is doing? Do you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat disapprove.
And how would you rate the quality of schools in your neighborhood? Would you say they are excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
It depends on the school because some are better than others, but I'd have to say not so good.
Not so good. Thank you. Which of the following best describes you? I consider myself extremely engaged and interested in educational issues facing my community, or although there are not top-of-mind concerns, I consider myself somewhat engaged and interested in educational issues facing my community, or local educational issues are not of much interest to me at all.
Somewhat engaged.
Thank you. Which of the following comes closer to your opinion? We need to better fund our public schools. While educational choice is nice, it takes money out of our public schools and gives them to wealthy private schools. Our parents should have more educational options so their children can go to the school that best serves their needs, regardless of their zip code or income.
Could you read that last one again?
Yes. Parents should have more educational options so their children can go to the schools that best serve their needs, regardless of their zip code or income.
Yes, that's the one I would choose.
As you may know, the elections for a school board are nonpartisan, meaning the party affiliations of the candidates do not appear on your ballot. Which of the following comes closer to your opinion? The political party affiliation for a school board candidate is not important to me. We should keep politics out of the classroom, and I will support candidates based on their individual policies and priorities. Or the political party affiliation of a school board candidate is important because it will help me choose the candidate that best serves my values.
Yes, the last one.
Which of the following comes closer to your opinion? Parents have right to criticize their school board members if they disagree with actions they have taken. Parents are the ultimate authority when it comes to their child's education. Or many school board meetings have become too heated and political. Parents should trust the school board members they elected and try to avoid confrontation with them.
Parents should have the ultimate decision of how their children are educated and
Thank
how
you.
Those decisions
you will now,
arrived at.
Okay, excellent. Thank you for that opinion. You now will be given a series of issues, positions that a candidate might hold. Would you make your likely or less likely to vote for this candidate in the election for a school board? If each would make no difference, you can indicate that as well. First one, a candidate who supports making classroom cell phone and social media free zones during schooling hours, are you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
Much less likely.
A candidate who supports putting uniformed police officers in every school in Florida, are you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
Much more likely.
A candidate who supports enacting term limits on school board members, meaning that school board members could only serve 2 terms or 8 years, are you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
Somewhat more likely.
A candidate who wants to increase transparency so parents can have a complete understanding of their child is being taught in the classroom. Are you much more likely? Somewhat more likely?
Yes. Much more likely.
Much more likely.
Mm-hmm.
And candidate who supports increasing public school funding to put more money in the classroom and raise teacher salaries? Are you much more likely?
I would say somewhat more likely.
Somewhat more likely, okay. A candidate who supports the parental right in education law that prevents elementary school teachers from teaching about sexual orientation and gender identity to young students?
Did you
Are
say
you
it
much
would
more
prevent?
Likely?
Did
yes.
you say that they would prevent the teaching of the sexual material? Yeah, that would be top of the line more likely if that were restricted.
So you will be much more likely.
Yes. If it's restricted.
A candidate who wants our school to get back to the basic learnings, reading, writing, and arithmetic, are you much more likely, somewhat more likely? Somewhat less likely or much less likely?
Much more likely.
And a candidate who supports increasing educational options for parents regardless of their income or zip code? Are you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
Much more likely.
A candidate who wants to ban the teaching of critical race theory in our classroom, which says America has a history of racism and white supremacy, are you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
Much more likely.
A candidate who supports protecting girls' sports program by banning the participation of biological males who identify as a female, are you much more likely? Somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
Is that the banning of that?
Yes.
Did you say that was the
yes.
ban? Yes, much more likely.
And a candidate who supports a slight increase to property taxes to increase teacher pay, renovate and construct new school buildings and improve school security, are you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
Did you read the what they would stand for
again? A candidate who supports a slight increase to property taxes to increase teacher pay, renovate and construct new school buildings and improve school security.
Yes, much more likely.
Thank you. You will now be asked a few short demographic questions before we finish for classification purpose only. How long have you lived in Florida? 5 years or less, between 6 and 10 years, between 11 and 20 years, more than 20 years, or all life?
All my life.
If you were to label yourself, would you say that you're a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
Conservative.
Are you somewhat conservative or very conservative?
Very conservative.
And what is the last grade of formal education you have completed? Less than high school diploma, high school graduate, some college or trade school, college graduate with an association or two-year degree, college graduate with bachelor's or fourth-year degree, or postgraduate degree?
A graduate with an associate's degree.
Thank you. And do you have any children or grandchildren age 18 or under who currently attend to school? Yes, children and grandchildren in a traditional public school, in a public charter school or magnet school, in a private religious or parochial school. No, but children and grandchildren are homeschooled, or no, do not have children or grandchildren in school.
I have a great-grandson who is in a religious school.
Thank you. And generally speaking, how often do you or does someone in your household check your mailbox? Every day? Not every day, but multiple times per week? About once a week? Not frequently? A few times a month or longer?
Every day.
Excellent. Thank you. So this concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your time and your participation.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a great day.